This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
At the ready are we.
That's my Yoda impression for today. At the ready is Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is ready, willing, and able. Kara Schillen is at the controls of our studio in Washington. So, Jennifer, as you are so ready, so willing, so able, I will turn the microphone and the reins and the harnesses and everything over to you.
Well, I think it's important that we talk about Sri Lanka because they are still trying to figure out what exactly happened and dealing with the fallout of the Easter Sunday attacks that killed 321 people, injured hundreds more, literally in the 500s more. Authorities have now arrested 40 people, and they celebrated a day of mourning on Tuesday of this week. Sri Lanka is still under a state of emergency, and now the investigation begins into what exactly happened. Officials had been warned of a threat days before the attack by multiple governments, not only their own intelligence, but also ours. Authorities are investigating the attacks with the assistance from global agencies like Interpol and the FBI, so everybody's kind of involved trying to figure this out. ISIS has come forward and claimed responsibility for these attacks, saying that they were retribution, I guess would be the appropriate word, for the Christchurch attacks in New Zealand. Remember when that mosque was attacked a couple of months ago in New Zealand? They are still on high alert. They are still looking for trucks and vans. They think that this terror attack is ongoing. They think that there are still threat, that there are still locations that are should be on high alert because they're looking for now vehicles that are carrying possible explosives. They're looking for vans. They're looking for cars that could have explosives in them. There are videos that are starting to come out that are showing suspected bombers stopping to plant their bombs, essentially. One particularly troubling one is at St. Sebastian's Church on Easter Sunday morning, where the suspect, who is carrying a large backpack, he was a suicide bomber, makes his way across the courtyard towards where the service is already underway. At one point, the bomber briefly stops and pats a child on the head before continuing on his way into the church, which is just it's sick. The next frame, according to police, it will not be shown publicly because it shows him detonating the bomb. They have again said that these bombings were retaliation for Christchurch and the killings there. Islamic extremists knowingly carried out Sunday's attack in retaliation for the March attack on the mosques in New Zealand. And so now they are still looking to see if there's going to be more in Sri Lanka. Again, the death toll keeps going up, sadly, almost every single day, just because you have so many people who are severely injured, and they're still, in many cases, digging out from some of these attacks.
Well, they don't need a reason. They use that as an excuse for their horror show. What a bunch of subhuman is what these people are. They're not even. I don't characterize them as human beings. They're subhuman beings, and they keep using what a bunch of friggin' cowards. They are, hide behind religion. They're just, they're people who are, have no reason. They're not, they're here for some reason, but we wish we could figure out what it is. We're all here for a reason. Whatever theirs is, seems to not be on the top of the hit parade. Same is true now that we've gone back into the nonsense in Northern Ireland. Apparently the police there released a couple of young men who had been arrested in connection with the killing of that journalist, Lyra McKee. What was she worked for some newspaper? Who did she work for, this Miss McKee?
I don't know who she worked for, but she was just there covering the protests and was shot and killed. So it was, she wasn't targeted. I don't believe
she wasn't targeted.
I think it was random. Yeah.
So the two young men were 18 and 19 and did not get charged. Police say the two were part of the New Irish Republican Army, known as the New IRA, being held under a Terrorism Act warrant. Police urge anybody with video to come forward. Having just
they don't have enough evidence apparently to prosecute them.
I can see, though, the way it is on the other side. We were in Londonderry for a day and a half, actually, when I was there a couple of weeks ago, and it was the wall there is pretty chilling because it goes back for as long as it does. What's on one side is prosperity of the wall, and the other side is we hate you, we'll never forgive you, we'll never forget, no matter what the boundary is or no matter what people say, we hate you. That's basically it. So, and this is after how many years since Sinn Féin and these other guys supposedly got together to fix things? This is a whole new, these are kids. These are young kids who are so full of hate. And they don't get that way unless their parents teach them to hate. That's how you learn to hate. Somebody around you who's an authority figure hates and they teach you to hate. And what becomes of it? Why is it that you don't forgive and move on? What do you gain from being so full of anger and hatred? I told you that we went into the museum.
When it comes to, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just real quick, I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily, when you have people who believe that they are doing God's work when they're doing this, it's very difficult. It's not like a parent saying you shouldn't like that person and you kind of figure it out on your own. You're taught that God wants you to kill people that are not like him or that are not like you. And that is very serious when you have someone who is radicalized and there's no really talking them out of that.
Think about over the millennia, since humans have existed the way we haven't gotten along, once we decided that we needed as a collective to worship something or some being, that's really, you know, the whole business of deity was created almost with the first man, looking to the sun. People used to worship the sun, and they worshiped the stars, they worshiped something. You got to wonder where the whole idea of worshiping came from. Who was the first person that thought, we're not big enough, we're not strong enough, so we need to give our attributes to something's more powerful? You think that was a human being who wanted to control other people's thinking? That's really what it's boiled down to. That's all religion kind of is in that sense. So this certainly used this way, that's all it is. There is a lot of good that comes from most of major organized religion, but it all gets dwarfed by this stuff. And it's very discouraging, actually, to see this. And as I said, walking around that wall a couple of weeks ago over there, you look at this and you think, and by the way, it was a beautiful day, sunny, warm. The kids were outside playing. That was it. Now that I'm thinking about it, that was what caught me. The parents hate. But there were kids on both sides of the wall playing with each other, having fun, kicking soccer balls around.
For years. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an entire generation and a half, really, that just doesn't feel the same way. That, you know.
No.
But the problem is with all this Brexit stuff. This is stirring up old wounds. It's stirring up old sentiments, and it's bringing up bad history. And so now you've got like these 18, 19 year old kids who think we need to start the new IRA, and you know, and it's going to start all over. Yeah, and I think the only real there's an overwhelming sentiment in Ireland right now that they want to be a united Ireland, and that the North wants to join the Republic, and more than ever. And I think that if England does go through with their Brexit, I think that they would be very wise to come up with some sort of a way of giving back that small territory, which it is a very small slice of Ireland. Ireland is the size of Rhode Island as it is. It's a very small part of territory. They would be very wise to just hand that back over and let Ireland deal with their own stuff. Because what's the point of having such a small territory? It's not
it's
doing
all
anything.
About history, and this is mine, and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
15 after the hour here. This is the DJV program.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save.
Unless required phone trading credit provided after online registration and phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance, card term conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If canceled early, remaining balance fee tax will be at sale.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, we were talking about these new sneakers that are being developed for the potheads or potterheads or whatever.
Oh my God. So, Harry Potter.
Relationship to that, did you know? I just came across a Facebook page that's dedicated to selling used sneakers. Did you know that there is a trade on used sneakers? I can't even.
Yeah, like thrift stores. Why would you do that on
Facebook?
No,
this kid, the Los Angeles Sneakerhead Society.
Oh, well, are they like really legit, like Jordans and stuff like that? They're not just.
Are they collectibles?
Yeah, they're not just somebody's used Vans from 10 years ago.
This kid's been doing this since he was in middle school. He gets people's sneakers that they don't wear anymore. They are, according to him, a tradable asset. And
yeah, those must be limited edition Jordans or something like that. They're probably collectibles.
Well, how do you get them? You go buy them from somebody? How do you find them? I guess that would be my question. People online say, okay, I got a bunch of sneakers for sale. You want to buy them? How much you pay for them? This kid, since he was in high school, has been doing it. He's 31 years old now, and he's built a big business on trading sneakers to people all around the world. I find that to be fascinating. Yeah, he says he earns good money doing this. Once in a while, he gets a pair of sneakers that are so cool he keeps them for himself. But this is a serious business. He sold $50,000 in sneakers just last month alone. Pretty good business. 21 after the hour.
Drive. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At first blush, this sounds like a lot of other stuff that's around today, has been around for a while. Almost sounds like a drug song, but it's not. So Madonna and Maluma bringing the worldwide TV debut performance of their single Medellin to the Billboard Music Awards. How do you pronounce it? You want to pronounce it how many different ways, Kara?
Medellin. There
Medellin.
We go.
Medellin? Yeah. But it used to be when it was a drug, it was Medellin. So Medellin now is the new, more modern way of approaching Medellin. The appearance is Madonna's first performance of new music in more than 4 years, at least on the Boob Tube. They will take stage, the two of them, on May 1st at the Kelly Clarkson hosted Billboard Music Awards. She's here, there, and everywhere. It's on NBC at 8, by the way, on May 1st. Medellin, or Medellin, is the first single off Madonna's upcoming studio album, which is her 14th. Madam X is the name of it. It's due out on the 14th of June. She last performed at the Billboard Music Awards in 2016 during a tribute to Prince. She joins a group that already was sort of put together of performers. I think we've talked about these before. The Jonas Brothers are going to be there. Kelly Clarkson, Laura Daigle, Panic at the Disco, Sam Smith is going to be there. Show from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas will also feature a special performance from the Icon Award recipient of the year. Guess who that is, boys and girls? She sounds a lot like this. You think Madonna and Mariah Carey are more sounding alike? No, okay.
Nope.
Why is it me? Why do I think that?
They have completely
they sound
different
alike.
Voices.
Yeah.
But their names both start with M, so there you
That's
go.
What it is.
There
All
you
right.
go.
Yeah. I got it. Okay. Thank you very much. Speaking of names that start with M, how about Kacey Musgraves? And what's going on that front? Kacey announcing 4 additional West Coast dates for her sold-out Oh, What a World Tour 2. She's performing in Vegas and San Diego, as well as 2 nights in L.A. the Greek Theater. Where's the Greek Theater, Jennifer? I don't think
it's
I've ever
Los
been.
It's in Los Angeles. It's right by Griffith Park, actually. What else? Yeah, it's, right, it's closest to Griffith Park, in Griffith Park, actually.
Really?
It's pretty. It's a great place to see a show.
Huh. I've been to Griffith Park 100 times with Miles. I've never seen it over there. Is it near the Roy Rogers thing? I mean, the Gene Autry thing?
it's a little closer to the Hollywood side.
Oh, okay. All right, anyway.
It's kind of like Silver Lake.
Yeah.
Do you know where the Dresden Room is? It's right
there. Yeah,
oh,
okay,
my God.
Yeah.
Anyone nice. Not in your
rabbit hole of, yeah, I know.
Time for LA Talk here on the DJB program. That's right. All right, so Kacey Musgraves has several festival dates planned as well, in addition to the extension of her tour following her performance last weekend at Coachella. Musgraves is taking to appearing at the Governor's Ball, the Bonnaroo, Telluride, the Bluegrass Festival, and the Newport Folk Festival, among some other things. Tickets for the new dates of the tour going on sale on the 26th of April, 10 o'clock local time, via her website, which is kaceymusgraves.com. Right? M-U-S-G-R-A-D-E-S. Kacey, K-A-C-E-Y. Got it? KaceyMusgraves.com. Everybody got it?
I think if you're a fan, you know how to spell her name.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm just going to go with that assumption.
What did she offer to people who may be interested? Why would we jump on her bandwagon? What is there about her that's
this
special?
Is a Kara question, because Kara's seen her live.
I've seen her a couple times. Her. Yeah, she has a really good voice. I think she's... I've seen her twice, and she's put on just a really good, fun show. She's got a big live band, so they've got, like, a steel guitar and a banjo and a piano and an upright bass and all that stuff. So it's just kind of a fun, entertaining show for anyone who likes music.
Is there another kind of bass besides an upright bass?
Yeah, like
yeah. Electric bass
yeah. guitar.
No.
28 past the hour on the DJV show.
All kinds of magic. Tell me it's not too good to be true.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration will fight a House Judiciary Committee subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn, who was mentioned prominently in the Russia probe report. Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
It's going to be up to the attorneys, but what I can tell you is it's pretty clear what Jerry Nadler and others are trying to do here. They don't want to get to the truth. They want to get to this president. And at this point, I don't know what Jerry Nadler thinks he's going to get that Robert Mueller didn't.
Nadler and committee Democrats want to hear more from McGahn, depicted in the Mueller report as ignoring an order from President Trump to fire Mueller, fearing it would be considered obstruction of justice. Two Chicago brothers who say they helped Jesse Smollett stage an attack against himself are suing Smollett's attorneys, accusing them of defamation by continuing to insist publicly that they actually carried out the attack on the Empire actor. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You now have access to more info and convo here on the DJVO program. Doug for D, Jennifer for J, Victoria for V, and then there's a special performance by Kara Schillen, who makes us all sound good, or at least we wouldn't be able to perform well if she weren't there at the ready, monitoring our every word and the things that come in there, little dials and gauges, and there's a little bit of a vibe. There's meters there. It's very cool. All right, so Kara's going to keep her eye on the ball while Victoria brings us around to understanding what's going on in the world, or at least one small facet of this fascinating world, Victoria.
Well, this is not actually small. This is a pretty big story that we're going to be hearing a lot about in the next couple of weeks, and it's regarding Social Security and the trust funds. And so now a new alert has been announced. The annual government report that was released just yesterday says that Social Security's trust funds will be tapped out by the year 2035. Now, that seems, at first, I thought, oh, 2035, that's forever from now. It's actually not. It's only 16 years from now. So that means that retirees, if you are planning to retire in 16 years, you may not get checks by then if things stay on the current trajectory. And it means that Social Security will essentially only have enough funds to pay three-quarters of the benefits to people in 16 years when they retire. The trustees of the Social Security have urged lawmakers to come up with a fix for this problem, but so far Congress hasn't really done anything.
They don't know how to fix anything. They're going to fix that. They're not going to touch it. It's the way they call it, a third rail. They'd have to increase taxes, and that's not going
to
work.
They're going to have to raise tax, payroll taxes or cut some benefits or something like that. But
right.
President Trump has said from the beginning that he wouldn't touch Social Security, no president. But 16 years from now, think about it. A lot of people may not be, at that age bracket where how old do you have to be, 65 to get Social Security?
Supposed to be 60, get it under some circumstances 63, but by that time they'll have pushed it to 67. It's now going up with 66 when I got to be that age, and then 67 they require you to start taking benefits. Well, no, they retire. They require you to take benefits if you're not retired, I think, when you're 70 or 72.
So if you're 50 or 51 right now and you're hearing this, you may still be working, but 16 years later, when you want to retire, there might not be anything there if this doesn't get fixed. And
so I guess
it's been a looming problem for a while.
You invest it, don't you think? Yeah. Invest it yourself.
This whole thing is such a can of worms and so misunderstood by most people. No, they don't know how to. Last week we were talking about 50% of the people over the age of 55 don't have a nickel in the bank.
And they're
depending
need Social Security.
On something like this that is actually a pittance. I mean, I get a couple thousand bucks a month, I think. I don't even know what it is, but it isn't. For some people, it's better than nothing. But in this day and age, if you have any standard of living at all, very difficult to do it on $2,000 a month. Is it possible? Yeah. Better than not. But people keep working. That's why you see so many people working who are older, and some of them in really responsible jobs. Some of them are just caretaker jobs. Some of them are simple jobs. A great friend of mine who doesn't need to work works in the golf shop at the local golf club, and he loves it. He has a great time there. People do things that they want to do versus what they have to do in some circumstances, but there is just no way that this thing, the government, the politicians, let's put it where you want to do blame. I don't like the blame game because it doesn't fix anything, but in this circumstance, I don't mind taking a shot at Congress because they raid not only the Social Security Trust Fund, there is the money that comes in is what's used to pay, and what is going to be reflected in 16 years, Victoria, is the fact that the youngsters who are around now are less in number. The millennials there's a large number of millennials, but the next generation is not as large, and so they're not paying in. We're being paid, those of us who collect Social Security are getting paid with the current input from people who are paying Social Security taxes. The government has long since raided every damn dime that's in the Social Security Trust Fund, that's in the Highway Trust Fund, that's in the Airline or Airport Trust Fund. Those funds don't exist because they take them and spend them for something else, and then they increase taxes again. Look at California, how much money they're paying for road tax. And that's happening now all around the country. People, hotel taxes and all this stuff. I'm staying in a place, and never mind here, you look at the rental car, the cost to rent a car. The cost to rent a car out here is, I don't know, 45, 46 bucks a day, at least at the moment. And on top of that, another $26 in taxes. Good God. They come, I mean, you think it's bad here? Go to Orlando, for God's sakes, where I was last week. The damn taxes on things, they just screw you over. And it isn't just at the airport. To get out of the airport to go anywhere in Orlando, you can pay $25 if you're going from the Orlando airport to Disney or out to the coast to the Kennedy Space Center. They just gouge the living crap out of you because they know they can because they say it's not the residents paying the taxes. It's the people that come in to go visit our tourist attractions. Yeah, great way to invite people to come in and you might as well hang a sign on the airport door. You're going to get screwed. Enjoy it. Because that's what happens. And there's so many states are like that because all these trust funds have been emptied out. And these people can figure out more angles, more ways to spend your money than you can count. And it's getting worse. And that's what's getting worse It isn't just the individual thing, Victoria, about Social Security, but it's all of these taxes. Look at your phone bill, for God's sakes. Look at the taxes there. It's just incredible how many. We just had something new in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. We have excise tax on cars. Now they have a personal property tax. I got to pay taxes on my cows and whatever else there is at the farm. I'm kidding. It's getting nuts. At what point does it stop? And then you look at what the benefits are, and as Victoria just told you, the money runs out in 16 years. So and we don't hold these people accountable. We let them argue and fuss and fight about this God-blessed Trump, whether he got, we have his tax returns or whether he's colluding with the Russians. Who gives a rat's butt? What's happening to the country and how it's being run? All of these phonies are arguing back and forth. Nadler, if I listen to one more minute of him, I'm going to puke. He's such a self-righteous BSer.
Wow, I feel like we need to move on from this topic.
Maybe you're right.
So we're going to drop a few words because every other sentence is something.
Okay. By the way, I see that President Trump is going to file a lawsuit to prevent the Democrats from getting a hold of his personal financial records. Is that another way of saying the tax returns? What other financial records are in question here? And do they really have a right?
His bank, his all that's like everything, basically. Banking, loans,
can they?
All this stuff. They can. Sure, they can attempt to it. But they have to prove a case that they actually have a reason to believe he's up to something. And so what Trump is saying is now he's the victim of, like, harassment by Congress because they don't really have anything other than they don't like him. Why would they need to see his banking records?
All they do with all of this stuff is ensure he's going to get reelected. That's all this stuff does.
Yeah,
all they do with all of this stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, they think the average person thinks it's too much. It's gone way too much. You listen to Kamala Harris and to Pocahontas running around talking about how what a horrible human being he is and yada yada yada. That's not the point. Most people are not looking at him that way. They're looking at whether it's kind of almost like the fairness doctrine. How much you keep pounding away at this guy for your own personal... I mean, all the president's candidates just use him as a punching board because they think it's good for their political future. And it might be with their base. When you get to the general election, I don't think that this stuff works, frankly. So, anyway, all right, Kara, can I get off of this now? Should I get off of this one, too? My time's up.
Sure.
Is it ready for me?
You can do what you want as long as you don't drop any words that I don't approve of.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't. I stopped before I said, damn. I think I did anyway. 43 past the hour.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much to my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge and remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance fee tax if due at sale.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turned to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If bath time is a tough time at your house, you're not alone.
It is not uncommon for there to be a huge debate and discussion about who should bathe, how often, and with what and why.
Mayo Clinic dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis is about to settle this sudsy debate. So kids, listen up.
For young infants and children between the ages of 6 to 12, it's best to wash or take a bath approximately 2 to 3 days a week.
Dr. Davis says once they hit puberty, teens should have a shower or bath every day, or at minimum every other day.
There are caveats to this. At any time in life when you develop excessive sweat or become very dirty, then you should bathe.
And here's something that may surprise kids and parents alike. You should bathe after swimming.
The truth of the matter is that natural and artificial water sources can still have a lot of germs.
So after you hit the beach or the pool, plan to hit the shower too. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this I come at you with the same sort of vigor that I do when we talk about giving youngsters cell phones, or not cell phones, iPhones. My son and I had this conversation at dinner last night about miles and when you ought to get a phone, and some of the people that are keeping their children from having a phone till they're teenagers, which I think is appropriate. And also, why is it that teenagers should expect to have a car? These studies that are out exploring how beneficial sleep is when it comes to studying the advocacy for teenagers to get more sleep and then go to school later. One of the focus points here is that the youngsters who drive to school have more accidents when they're sleepy. What the hell are they driving to school for? Why does a teenager have a car?
Why wouldn't... Hold on. You've had this argument before, and I know Victoria said off air that she didn't know if she was ready to have an argument, but I sure am.
About a car.
Yeah, I just don't understand. If kids don't learn how to drive and don't get experience driving when they're teenagers, when the heck are they supposed to do it?
Yeah.
Because then they go to...
I think you need to do that, but why do they have to have a car to drive to school when their school buses...
Well, with their parents...
Running up and down the street.
Not every place
walk,
has school buses.
Ride a bike.
If you live that far away.
For everyone.
Yeah. There were no school buses at all in the town that I grew up in. And so there was no choice but to drive to this high school, which the town didn't even have a high school. So
you have to walk to school, take a bike.
You can't walk 10 miles each way.
I went to school 20 miles away from my house.
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
This argument's ridiculous. I went to community college after my high school, so I had to drive a half an hour to get there. Independence is important for teenagers. And after high school, they go to college. They can't drive when they're in college, so then
when
you
I
just
was,
have 24-year-olds on roads who can't drive. That seems great.
Well, I know the horse and buggy got you to school every day, but, you know,
the thing that got me, there was a kid named Eddie Bonzoli who had, his parents gave him a car when he was 16. It was a 19-something or other Oldsmobile. I remember it like yesterday. The first day he drove her to school, he got in a race with somebody else, hit a telephone pole, and got killed.
See, you're assuming that everybody's getting a car. I actually bought my very first car.
I had to buy mine.
I did my own payments. My dad didn't do anything except give me, I think, $1,000 for a down payment. And I had to drive to school because it was too far.
Father. Yeah. Bad father. Okay, 10 before the... Aren't you like that argument, folks? One...
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And 53 past the hour. This is the. You know what? I'm bringing Jack into this conversation because I'm really. All right, Jack and I are contemporaries. Jack Stockwell normally talks about health and your well-being, but I want to spend a minute talking about whether you had a car when you went to school and how many people around you had cars. These ladies have managed to decimate my argument, and it was unfair because there were three of them and only one of me. So I'm going to call on my pal Jack Stockwell to tell us the story of his going to school in Salt Lake. I'm betting you didn't have a car. You probably walked 14 miles to school, right?
No. It was there in Northern Virginia. I grew up not that far from where Carol lives. And unfortunately, my high school was only about 2 miles away from the house. So, I had to ride a bus. I had to ride a bus right through high school graduation. However, for non-school things, my parents made sure that I was driving as soon as possible because I had two younger brothers that were just, we were all in high school at the same time, and I was a senior, one was a sophomore, the other was a freshman. So they were getting into all kinds of extracurricular activities as well. Both my parents worked. The only solution was to get me a car. But I was a very, very conscientious driver. It's just going to and from school, it was bus. But it was stricter back then. We're talking the late 60s. And not every kid could drive to school.
I find it. One of the things my children didn't have, when the kids teased, well, they went to private school. Well, they still had, they got their license, although Brendan was a little late coming to the park. I taught my kids how to drive tractors and stuff on the farm when they were, Megan was telling me the other day, the first memory she has of driving a tractor was when she was four. But they didn't have cars. I just think it's, there's too many cars on the road anyway, and why the heck do you need a car if there is service? If, you know, it's like need versus desire. It seems to me. You, now, you've got 14 kids between you and Mary. How many of them?
Hey, hey, it's only 13. Don't exaggerate.
Oh, 13. Excuse me. Yeah. that's a big difference. Let's hear it for living in Utah. Yeah. Anyway, how many of them had cars when they were in school?
They did not.
Yeah.
They did not. Now, Mary's kids did because she had to work full time. With my first wife, she was at home, working at home, and so... Yeah. They took the bus to school. We didn't have a car for them to go to school.
I notice all the ladies are quiet now. They don't feel like they need to engage us in this conversation. So,
but with the urbanization, you know, in defense of the ladies, with the urbanization of our society in the last three or four decades, you know, it's just the crowding of the living areas, and the high schools being as remote as they are. You cannot live today without an automobile. You just can't. Right, unless you're in Iowa on a farm.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk for a couple of minutes about glyphosate and what's going on here as it becomes more of a nightmare for all of us. This is something that is, this is the ruination of our soil, of our water, of our air. And these people at Monsanto and Bayer, now that owns Monsanto, have the chutzpah to continue. Look at the ads for Roundup and stuff that are all over the place this spring.
Yes, and the announcement of the third major lawsuit for cancer, because of cancer against Monsanto, just came out this last weekend. The third one. This is a flood that has just started. The finger has come out of the hole in the dike, and it is about to explode. Probably one of the biggest class action suits that have ever happened in our history.
Yeah, well,
it's unfolding now.
This stuff ruins the soil, amongst other things. It kills all the, it may kill the weeds, but it also kills all the good microbes that are in the, so it kills everything. It's, and people get a hold of this, no wonder people are dying from it. It's deadly.
Well, it is. It is. And there are many other kinds of conditions that are starting to show up that they're really exploding. I mean, asthma, cancer, autism, inflammatory bowel syndrome, obesity, depression, ADHD, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, multiple sclerosis, infertility, developmental malformations. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And they are now in all of these things I just announced, mentioning the possibility that glyphosate could be very much involved with this, because what glyphosate does, the primary effect in the human body is to stop the liver's major detoxification system.
There's liver, that, kidneys?
Yeah, well, there's something called the cytochrome P450 oxidase system inside the liver, where the liver will take stuff that does not belong in your body and get rid of it either through the bile or urine. And what glyphosate does is it stops that and allows toxic buildup to occur.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, NUCA board certified practitioner. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner here on the DJV program with some food for thought, if you will, at 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.